Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. A person has started a thread of people sharing dumb rules they have at work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're usually put in place after someone done something and they need to put a new rule in place. Like, mostly it's to keep people safe, but sometimes certain rules sound ridiculous, maybe even unnecessary, but usually introduced after, as I said, a very specific event.
Well, that's like when I worked up north, we weren't allowed scissors or a Stanley knife on site. And so here we are, huge trucks, we're using grinders and all this like heavy welders, stuff that can really hurt you.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed a pair of scissors.
Why?
A lot of mine sites have this rule because too many injuries with scissors.
With scissors, it's fine to use the grinder.
Right.
But you're not okay to use a pair of scissors.
We're drilling 300 metres in the ground. There is multiple things that could go wrong, but you are not allowed a pair of scissors. It's ridiculous.
So as part of this thread, someone went into the doctor. And you have to request soap from the front desk. It said, due to misuse of hand soap, you will have to request soap from the front desk. That is a rule.
Do you go to the toilet and you're like, I want to wash my hands, but
I need to go and get soap.
And how embarrassing would that be? Oh, this is the fourth time I've had to go to the front desk.
At another workplace, the rule is no hands in your pockets.
No.
Yes, this is...
No.
Because
rubbish.
They were re-waxing the floor. Someone slipped on a cord, couldn't catch themselves because their hands were in their pockets.
No.
Smashed their knee on the tile floor. So they actually had to change the rule for a whole school district. Because
no
of one
hands
worker.
In your pockets.
Yeah, you're not allowed to walk around with your hands in your pockets.
Wow.
Okay, here, get this one.
Yeah.
I think a lot of officers will be able to relate to this one.
Okay.
The office rule was you need to bring your own cutlery and plate. It was because all the plates and cutlery.
Stolen, take it out.
Well, no, they were just left in a dirty sink.
Oh,
so they
cleaning them?
Yep, they threw them all out. No one was cleaning them. So now they have to take their own cutlery and plate if they want to eat at work.
I would love to hear if there's anyone out there with one of these dumb rules.
Yeah.
Because these seem absurd.
So
no hands in your pockets.
Yeah, you cannot walk around with your hands in your pockets in case you trip over and smash your knee on the floor.
If you've got, even if it comes close to any of these, I would love to hear from you. 93130985. I mean, the scissors one, everyone kind of knows that one up north.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. Still, I was like, you're on a mine site, not allowed scissors.
It's ridiculous.
What is this, kindy?
Right. And we've got a call up remaining anonymous.
Ooh, anonymous. What?
How are you going?
Work rule.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
What's your dumb work rule?
So it's actually not me. It was a person I used to go to church with. They were a postie for Australia Post. And at Christmas time, they had to deliver a certain amount of mail in a certain amount of time. And so they thought they would beat the system. And on the postie bike, like you can load like one set of bags on the bike and then you deliver your mail out of that. He thought he would load up two sets of bags and just get out there and get all the mail done. And anyway, he popped the second bag over the exhaust pipe, not thinking. And as he's driven away, the exhaust has obviously made the mail catch fire and then the whole bike has caught fire. And so from that point on, they could only load one post bag, set of bags onto the bike.
That's
great.
Is brilliant.
That's so good.
So some people have lost their Christmas cards that year, you know, never to be seen. Some people were literally taken off the Christmas card list, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, some of the, I mean, money at Christmas is out.
Try not to think about it. Try not to think
about
it.
Okay, right, just delete.
Yeah, thank you, Anonymous.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We've got Ryan on the phone. Ryan, what was your dumb work rule?
Hey, g'day, guys. We've got a reasonably large organisation, over 3,000 employees, and every year, just before Christmas, we get this email saying, please no blow-up Santa suits to be worn on site.
What happened?
And that's because of me.
What
did you do?
Yeah.
So one year, I saw these things on one of those websites, and we ordered one, and it's got a little fan built in, and it blows up, and you're really big Santa. So I wore this thing to work, and I thought, oh, the kids in the ward would love it. So I went and danced, and they all loved it, wished them Merry Christmas. I did it for a few of the wards, and at lunchtime, I went up to the executive level where all the CEOs and CFOs and managers sit, and they were having lunch, and I sort of went into the lunch area and wished them all Merry Christmas and did the little jiggle. And as I did the dance, the little cover, the thing that goes over the feet to make the feet look like their Santa shoes, went under my shoe, and I slipped middle dance and went on my back, splitting the Santa suit down the crotch, like majorly, just bursting it. And in front of obviously the CEO and all the managers of this place. I really hurting myself. And I got up in pain and just ran out of there.
How embarrassing.
I reckon.
I love how every year now there is a memo sent around. Please no inflatable Santa suits.
Ryan, that is gold. Thank you so much for the call.
Oh, I love these. Keep them coming. Tell us about your dumb work rules, and you may have caused it.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.